Our talk is called Focus on Immunity, and this was written in response for the late arrival in 2020 of the triple defense boost. And in fact, it's pretty rare for Shaklee to release a product late in the year. You know, you can only count those maybe on one hand. But of course, it was released late in 2020. And as everybody knows by now, 2020 was not your usual year. You know, with the advent of COVID around about March of that year, you know, our whole world was turned upside down. So Shaklee, you know, delivered this product and, you know, made a huge difference for Shaklee people. So let's get started. I started this talk off with the comment, winter cometh. And of course, with that, we're going to experience shorter days, less sunlight, colder temperatures, and an increased risk for infections. Now, the problem comes mostly from cold air, because cold air is very dry, and that dehydrates and thins the mucous membranes that line our sinuses, our throat, our trachea, and the upper portion of our lungs. Have you ever noticed when you walk outside when it's like 20 degrees out and you're breathing, what do you see coming out of your mouth? That's right. It looks like a cloud. And what's in that cloud? Water. So when it's dry, the air pulls moisture from everything it can pull. And that includes your skin, so you get dry, chapped hands, and your lungs, which thins your layer. And the thing is that that mucus layer that lines your throat and your lungs is actually the outermost portion of our internal immune system. So when it's cold outside, that dry air thins that and reduces our ability to reject infection. Now, you can help offset that if you take like an old pan and put it on the stove, fill it with water, and bring it to boil and leave it, you know, percolating throughout the day. Or if you want, I guess you could use a humidifier, but I sort of resent having to buy new filters every year. So I'm much happier with the old rusty pot filled with water. But that's really key during the winter, because that added moisture in your house will protect you. So we're very fortunate that Shaklee released the immune supporting product called Triple Defense Boost. And as I said earlier, it's pretty unusual for Shaklee to release something like that late in the year, because that came out just before November, it was in late September of 2020. And it was the perfect time for something like this to come out, as you'll find as we review the research. Now, Shaklee scientists on their website reported that Triple Defense supports a healthy immune function and had been demonstrated through their own clinical lab testing to boost natural killer cell activity by 300%, and also to increase lymphocyte proliferation by about almost 600%. Let me take a quick shot of water. And 600%, that's a huge deal, because lymphocytes, better known as white blood cells, are our primary internal immune soldiers. And they help to activate killer T cells that then roam your body looking for things that are infecting cells and destroying infected cells. So Triple Defense arrived as a great tasting berry flavored powder delivered in a convenient stick pack, so you can take it with you on the run. So served either hot or cold, it goes down easy and it really packs a wallop when you need it. Now, they call it Triple Defense because it works in three different ways. First, it's immune supporting, because it contains three critical immune supporting nutrients, including 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 2,000 IU of vitamin D, and 2 milligrams of zinc. Now, those three nutrients provide a solid nutritional foundation for supporting natural immune function. Second, it's immune boosting because it contains a patent-pending proprietary botanical blend of yeast beta-glucan, also reishi mushroom and Panax ginseng. That helps to engage and to boost your immune response. Thirdly, it's immune defending because it helps to protect the hardworking immune system. It contains a proprietary blend of elderberry extract, quercetin, hesperidin complex, and echinacea, our old friend. And that helps to stimulate and to activate your natural immune defenses. Now, while I was reviewing these ingredients on PubMed, which is the search tool for the Library of Congress, which has tens of millions, hundreds of millions of articles that discuss the research that's been done this year and last year and the year before. And while I was reviewing these ingredients on PubMed, I was really surprised. This was, remember, in mid to late 2020, I was surprised how many of the recent nutrient articles mentioned the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the one that causes COVID-19. But long before the pandemic struck us, all of these ingredients had already been extensively studied for their impact on health and disease processes. So let's review this impressive array of ingredients, and let's start with the immune-supporting nutrients. The first vitamin C article from somewhere in mid-2020 reflected the thinking of almost all the following studies that we're going to review. The SARS-CoV-2 virus is vicious because it produces proteins that support the virus's survival, its replication, and its ability to spread within the host, and that's us. It also suppresses our natural antiviral and immune responses while inducing the oxidative stress that causes a form of hyperinflammation referred to as the cytokine storm. And that's the one that wiped out most of the people who died, the million people who died. Now, that storm is what causes the lung injury, the tissue fibrosis, and brings on the pneumonia onset that the worst cases experienced with that disease. Now, the author suggested that while awaiting an effective vaccine, they proposed that we repurpose nutraceuticals with a proven ability to provide immune-boosting, antiviral, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory effects. Now, that just happens to include zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, curcumin, probiotics, selenium, quercetin, and a few others, because they all help to A, boost your immune system, B, prevents viral spread, C, precludes disease progression into a more severe state, and D, to help further suppress the hyperinflammation that's associated with COVID infections. Now, a second vitamin C randomized trial published in October of 2020 provided elderly adults with vitamin C, only 500 milligrams, and vitamin E, 200 milligrams, and then analyzed their blood for neutrophil, lymphocyte, and natural killer cell activity. So they measured this before the supplementation began, and then again at 3 months, and then 6 months after the end of that supplementation. And their clinical results showed that vitamin C in those elderly participants improved their immune competency to values that are common to people who are much younger than they were. Yippee, that's really cool. Now, the best vitamin D study from October of 2020 noted that vitamin D deficiency coexists in most patients suffering from COVID, and deficiency was most associated with dark skin color, increased age, pre-existing diseases, and vitamin D deficiency. Now, of all of those, The only vitamin D deficiency is modifiable. You can't change your skin color. You can't get younger. If you've got pre-existing diseases, God bless you. I wish you could get rid of it, but sometimes that doesn't happen. But you can improve your vitamin D intake. Now, vitamin D may have several ways to reduce the risk of acute respiratory tract infections by reducing the survival and the replication of the virus, and by reducing the risk of the inflammatory cytokine storm. Now, 14 different observational studies all offer evidence that serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D concentrations are inversely correlated with the incidence and severity of COVID. And inversely means the more you've got in your blood, the less likely you are to end up with a severe disease. And I think that's why so few Shaklee people, you know, are in the million people. Now, the authors stated in their conclusion that the evidence seems strong enough that physicians may recommend vitamin D supplements to help prevent or to treat COVID because of its safety profile. Now, naturally, a lot of people decided they suddenly wanted to run a large-scale vitamin D randomized controlled trial. And some of them were already in progress by late 2020 to help further support that recommendation. Thing is, when you run a trial like that, it takes several years for the trial to conclude, then to do the statistics, then to write the paper and submit it to a journal, and finally for it to get published. So we probably won't really see the results of those studies done in late 2020 before sometime in 2023. But we've got good things to look forward to. Now, the best zinc study, also from October of 2020, noted that the essential trace elements, both zinc and selenium, are both critically necessary for maintaining our natural immunity. So they designed a study to test the hypothesis that COVID-19 patients would be characterized by zinc deficiency. So they looked at serum zinc levels in a sample from 171 consecutive patients. That included 29 patients who survived COVID and 6 who didn't. They found that zinc concentration in the sick individuals was much lower compared with the healthiest subjects. Isn't that interesting? So let's zoom on to the boosters. The best yeast beta-glucan study, also from September of 2020, noted that nutraceuticals capable of modulating the immune system are highly sought after and marketed, but often there's little evidence to support their claims. So these research scientists developed an in vitro, in other words, a test tube study, testing system that utilized a cell wall from a virulent bacterium. Now their screening system used activated B cells and macrophages to assess the impact of several nutrients on enhancing those cells' immune activation. And what they found is that yeast beta-glucan induced killer cell activation in a dose-dependent manner. In other words, the more you take, the tougher your killer cells got. So their screening program confirms, absolutely, that this was an effective and sensitive method for measuring innate immune competency in vitro, in other words, in life, in people. Now, another yeast beta-glucan study, also from October 20, noted that the high blood sugar levels associated with diabetes was a very good predictor for poor outcomes in COVID infections. Now, beta-glucan has been shown to successfully manage blood sugar levels in human subjects, as well as containing properties for enhancing and regulating immune parameters associated with COVID. Now, a third yeast beta-glucan study, also from October of 20, reviewed the cytokine storm, which is the rapid overreaction of our immune system in humans to COVID. excuse me. Now, beta-glucan has been shown clinically to decrease diarrhea, to modulate cytokine expression. It reduces intestinal inflammation. And additionally, they showed that beta-glucan fractions decreased coagulation within our plasma and thus reduced the activation of platelets, which cause clotting. And since that's a primary problem with people who have the most serious forms of COVID, beta-glucan is certainly there to rescue you. They noted that during the period of home confinement that face individuals who had COVID during the serious part of the pandemic, our immune defense could be weakened by various factors, including stress, anxiety, and poor nutrition. While a healthy diet rich in vitamin C and D could reinforce your immune defense and reduce the risk of other microbial infections. So they recommended that beta-glucan could be used to strengthen your immune response prior to any possible viral infection. Now, this short review focused on the role of baker's yeast beta-glucan with a healthy diet rich in natural vitamin C and D, in addition to a healthy gut microbiota, and that could provide synergistic immune system support, helping the body to naturally defend itself prior to the onset of a respiratory viral infection. And they suggested using that until stronger options like vaccines were available. And of course, that didn't come out until March of the next year. Now, the first Reishi Mushroom article, also from October of 20, noted that the immune modulating effects of mushrooms were extensive, including promoting innate immune, humoral, and cellular immunity complexes. In particular, Reishi mushroom affects immune cells and immune-related cells, including both the B and the T lymphocytes, dendritic cells, macrophages, and natural killer cells, while also promoting immune organ growth, cytokine release, and other immune regulatory functions. Now, a more extensive review of Reishi is available on one of my favorite scientific websites, webmd.com, in case you want to read that. Now, it's important to note that studies have also shown that Reishi mushroom can lower blood pressure. So it could be contraindicated if you have low blood pressure, or if you're taking any therapy to raise your blood pressure, or if you're taking any diabetes medication, or have a specific immune system disorder. So that's what we call a contraindication. Now, another 2019 study reviewed the toxic impact of chemotherapy and radiation treatments, and the fact that Reishi had been shown to be an effective complementary and alternative approach for reducing damage to the immune cells, the intestinal tissues, kidney and cardiovascular toxicity, and various other side effects of chemotherapy. The Life Extension Foundation also has a very extensive review on the benefits of Reishi, in case you're familiar with the LEF Foundation. Maybe another shot of water here. Talking flat out for 20 minutes really dries you out. Now, the first study on Panax ginseng, also from late 2020, is a review of herbal preparations, specifically adaptogens, for prevention and treatment of respiratory infections, as well as for convalescence, specifically through supporting a challenged immune system. They noted that ginseng can be useful in prophylaxis and treatment of viral infections at all stages of the progression of the inflammation, as well as aiding in the recovery of the organism by modulating innate and adaptive immunity, by its anti-inflammatory activities, its detoxification and repair of oxidative stress-induced damage in compromised cells, direct antiviral effects and inhibiting viral docking and replication, and improving quality of life during convalescence. That sounds like a pretty nice combination of activities. And finally, let's review the defenders. The first elderberry study, published in June of 2020, reviewed the studies used by the Commission E, which is Europe's version of FDA, to approve the use of elderberry for the treatment of colds and flu. Now, the main issue with flu viruses is its ability to mutate into new forms, which makes it very difficult, virtually impossible, to design an effective vaccine. This is why Commission E recommended a holistic alternative to boosting our natural immunity against all viral and bacterial forms. Now, we all know and love the FDA, but they're a lot more conservative than Commission E is. Now, the second elderberry study from March of 2017 investigated its impact on immune properties of macrophage and dendritic immune cell lines. Now, elderberry contains two powerful phytonutrients called anthocyanins and proanthocyanins. And they've both been shown clinically to provide therapeutic value in various inflammatory diseases. Now, another randomized study with air travelers found that elderberry group suffered significantly shorter durations of a cold that they caught while traveling and reduced the duration of their cold by about a half. And of course, if you've ever had a cold for 2 weeks, cutting that in half, is that a big deal? You betcha. Now, the first quercetin study from February of 2020 gave quercetin to a group of chickens and then monitored their immune cells and found that quercetin dramatically improved their immune function. Now, an earlier quercetin study from 2016 found that it inhibited the entry of the H1N1 flu virus into their cells, thus preventing or reducing infection. So this makes quercetin a very effective preventive strategy. Now, the first echinacea study from December of 2020 assessed human trials which reported changes in cytokine levels in response to echinacea supplementation. And the results were consistent with a decrease in the pro-inflammatory cytokines that play a role in the progression of the cytokine storm and also acute respiratory distress syndrome, better known as ARDS, both of which happen to be factors that play a significant role in the death of COVID-19 patients. Now, there have been no trials, at least as of 2020, that used echinacea specifically as a treatment for COVID. So those results certainly justify having such studies in the future. Now, an earlier echinacea study from 2014 assessed its immunomodulatory effect on T cells and found enhanced cytokine responses that would help to suppress viral invasion. So all of these combined studies suggest that Shaklee's triple defense boost can help us fine-tune our immune responses to an infection. And Shaklee's own clinical trial certainly demonstrated a significant boost to natural killer cell activity by 300%, while also increasing the proliferation of other critical immune cells by as much as 600%. Wow, that's amazing. Now, at the same time this product came out, they also released Shaklee Kids Super Immunity. So as to not leave our young children in the lurch, Shaklee released this kid-friendly, natural cherry-flavored, bear-shaped gummy packed with virtually all the same immune-supporting nutrients, including vitamin C and D, zinc, elderberry, etc., that are found in the new Triple Defense Boost. The only thing it's missing are the ingredients that are not recommended for children, like ginseng, for example. Now, because we've already reviewed all those ingredients, we're going to move on to another newly upgraded product, and that's the new chewable Vita-C. Now, it arrives as a great-tasting, natural lemon-flavored chewable in a kid-friendly 250-milligram dose tablet. It's ideal for children or for any adult who has difficulty swallowing tablets. Shaklee states that it provides the same amount of vitamin C you'd find in 3.5 oranges. And if you've ever tried eating 3.5 oranges in one sitting, you know that's vastly preferable to have a kid-friendly chewable instead of trying to gulp down 4 oranges. So your only real concern with these tablets will be finding somewhere to store them that the kids can't get to them, because they taste a lot like candy, and you don't want the kids overdosing, and too much vitamin C will also give you the runs. So you need to defend the kids by hiding it. And finally, the last product we're going to review is Nutrifuran, because no conversation about building our natural immunity would be complete without mentioning Shaklee's Nutrifuran. How are we doing for time? Wow, half hour. Woo. Well, world-renowned immunologist Dr. Kojima first discovered human interferon back in the 1970s. And then he spent several decades screening hundreds of different natural botanicals to try and identify natural interferon boosters. And even decades after its release, this product remains the only natural herbal supplement that has documented ability to stimulate natural interferon production. And guess what? The best news is that only Shaklee has it. Now, Nutrifuran is a proprietary blend of organic plant extracts derived from pumpkin seed, safflowers, plantago seed, and Japanese honeysuckle flower buds. It supports and it stimulates our immune system by increasing the activity of macrophages, better known as white blood cells, and inducing natural interferon production. Now, it optimizes the body's immune response against environmental irritants and airborne substances that can contribute to either allergies or asthma. And as we've learned from previous product talks addressing allergies in particular, airborne particles do not cause allergies. It's our immune system's overreaction to those harmless substances that initiate the cascade of events that leads to the allergic response. And this is why Nutrifuran is so effective. Occasionally, with the support of Shaklee's delightful alfalfa complex, to bring our immune system back into harmony with nature. So that pretty much covers everything I was going to cover. So if anybody has any questions, let me know.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frank. That's awesome information. And we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
Yes, that was incredible. You really get deep into things, and I like how you kind of try to keep it in layman terms so that it doesn't go totally over our head. That was just awesome, Dr. Painter. Thank you so much. And you guys in the room, we are open for questions and answers. If you want to unmute yourself, if you've got a comment or a question, or if you feel free to type it into the chat, and Phil's going to be watching that chat to get any questions that come in. So. And again, thank you, Dr. Frank.
Well, I do want to mention one thing while people are typing in their questions, is that I was a doctor of chiropractic for 27 years. And so I had patients coming in that they didn't think, gee, I shouldn't go see my chiropractor because I've got the flu. They would just come in. And, you know, so I was exposed to that stuff all the time. I'd come home, and if I woke up in the morning and if my throat felt sort of weird, my nose felt sort of weird, I would immediately take Defend and Resist, which is 6 tablets, vitamin C, the sustained release vitamin C, I'd take 3 tablets or 1500 milligrams. And I would also take 3 garlic tablets. And that's something that Barbara Ligoni taught me back in the 90s. And in the 27 years that I was exposed to everything that my patients brought with them, I only ended up in bed one time. I was down for a day. I felt crummy for a day, and then I was back to work. And so what you do is you take those things every 4 hours. 6 defend and resist, 3 each of the Vita-C sustained release and the garlic every 4 hours. As soon, first thing I get up, I don't feel right, that's what I take. Then I bring the bottles with me to work. I take it, you know, around lunchtime. I take it just about quitting time, and then I take it before I go to bed. So 4 doses during the day, and in 27 years, I was sick once. I felt crummy a number of times. Almost every year I would take it, and the next day I'd get up, I'd feel fine, and I didn't think any more about it. This is something you only take when you're getting sick. But you need to take it at the immediate onset. If you wait until you're full-blown sick, the results are not as impressive. You're going to feel better, and that's good, but you want to take it immediately. Exactly. So I always called that the medicine cabinet.
Yeah. Yep. So I had a quick question, Dr. Frank.
Sure.
When Nutriferon came out, did that have any effect on your being exposed to the people that infected you? I mean, did that make it any different? So how do you treat yourself?
Well, you're asking whether I actively take Nutriferon, right?
Well, true.
Because, in fact, from the 90s up until Nutriferon came out, somewhere in the 2010s, I was already so sold on taking Echinacea, which later became a much better product as Defend and Resist. By that point, I was so sold on what I was already doing, it just seemed like overkill to take something else, because I already take pretty much everything else on the shelf.
Yeah. And I guess I'm backwards from you, because when Nutriferon first came out, I started taking it every day, and I still do.
Yes.
So it's very seldom that I take any of the other products, even though I know they're so good.
Well,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm certainly not bad talking Nutriferon. It's an amazing, remarkable product. And Phil's a perfect example of somebody who's been using it regularly and has probably noticed that he feels ill a whole lot less frequently.
That's very true.
Well, Phil's backstory is he had bronchitis from childhood in and out of the hospital. We had taken lots of different products trying, and it was the Nutriferon. Since he started the Nutriferon, he hasn't had, I think he's had one bout of bronchitis in 18 years since he's been taking it. So, yeah, he panics if we're low on Nutriferon or alfalfa. And when you say the defend and resist, to me, it's like the minute you feel that tickle in your throat, you want to have defend and resist in your medicine cabinet. Because it's amazing.
I buy a new bottle every year, and and it's rare that I end up, by the time the new bottle comes in, when I throw it out, I'm throwing out more than half a bottle, but it's there if I need it. This last year, my sister got sick twice. I raced over to her house with 3 bags full of Defend and Resist, the sustained release Vita-C and garlic. And within 2 days, she's out of bed and back to normal. So the thing with Nutriferon is it specifically targets allergies as well as airborne particles that contribute to allergies. And that's probably why he was having the bronchitis stuff, is that he was maybe because he was exposed to solid food too early. They find if you give children who were given solid food before the age of 6 months have much higher incidence of allergies than anybody who was breastfed up until 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
And I know my mom didn't breastfeed me for 9 months. And that's why I was prone to allergies. In fact, the nurse bragged at the hospital that I screamed so loud on the second day, they actually gave me some, what do they give babies? Pablum or something. It's like a cereal. On day two, they were already shoving solid food in me to shut me up. And of course, they gave me the food and I shut up, you know.
There we go. Chris, did you have a comment? I think. Nope, she put in the chat here. Fantastic debunk dive on the herbs in our immunity building cabinet. Thank you, Dr. Frank. And Judy said, great info. Has anybody got any questions or comments? Before we leave, I'll give just a few announcements. So speak now or forever hold your peace.
I can speak to Nutriferon and allergies. When I moved out of the city to the country, I discovered allergies that I didn't know I had. I thought my mother had them all. And I found
out
she passed it along to me. And I was taking up to 8 Nutriferon a day for about 2 weeks to get to calm everything down. And then I gradually reduced it. And now I take 2 a day and rarely ever am bothered by allergies.
And that's the thing. That's a very effective thing that you said there, because initially, you know, our job is to help sick people get well. And so initially, if somebody, the worse off they are, the higher the dose I recommend that they start with, which is exactly what you did. You didn't just take 2, you took 8. Now, could you have gotten away with 6? Maybe. Who knows? We'll never find out. What we do know is that 8 worked for you. So I want to encourage those of us who actively step into people's lives. We listen to what people tell us and we go, you know, based on what you're telling me, I think I've got a product that could help you. Would you be interested in that? And then you sit back and you wait. And either they go, I love to complain, or they lean forwards and they go, oh, you listen to me. I love you. Yes, tell me more. Right? That's what we're listening for, is people who are open to coaching. Right?
Yeah.
So what you did is exactly what you do. I recommend that people start with maybe 2 or 3 times the normal dose. And then after a week, how are you feeling? If you haven't noticed dramatic improvements, go for another week. Then once you start to notice stuff, then I do what I call the peel back. Okay. So in week 3, instead of taking 4 doses, try 3. And then at the end of that week, how you doing? And then if you're still doing great, peel back to 2. And that way you don't, you know, throw yourself back in. It's what I call the peel back. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it looks like we...
Does everybody listen to us? Not always. But, you know, when they do, they always come back and they say thank you. And I love that. That's the best feeling you can get.
Oh, absolutely. The best feeling you get, and it happens. It just happened to me again once last week. A customer that has been with us, I think, for 12 years, just called out of the blue to say, thank you so much. You changed my life. And it's an awesome feeling. And how many people that get on some of the Shakti products, and sometimes just even the Vital E, and they literally start feeling the difference and let you know, within days that they feel that difference. So that's powerful. And I want to thank you again, Dr. Frank. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say what you said about this person had been taking products for 12 years. And finally, you know, they come back and tell you, thank you, you changed my life. Guess what? If it takes 12 years for somebody to say that to me, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it tells you that your relationship is strong, that they're not going anywhere. And eventually, and I hear this from people who use my newsletter to promote products, you know, they say, well, boy, you know, they love this newsletter. And I go, well, tell me what happened. And they go, well, my phone started ringing about 4 days after I sent the newsletter to them. And I go, good. And then what happened? And they go, well, they bought products that were mentioned in the newsletter. And I go, and often they bought products they had never used before. And that's the key, because we know Aunt Lucy's going to use Vital E till the day she dies, either because she loves you and she's supporting your business, or she loves what Vital E is doing for her. And if all of a sudden she reads a newsletter and all of a sudden she orders like Vitalizer or Life Strip for any of you people who are tuned into PV, is that a big difference? Duh. So if you can get three or four people to suddenly take something different than what they've been taking before, because finally they read something or heard something that made them see the big picture you've been telling them all along for 12 years, right? That's the only basis on which I would use a sales aid. If Lucy's just going to keep taking Vita Leaf for the rest of her life, whatever I've been giving her needs to change. You know?
Yeah. So anybody got any last minute questions or comments?
Saw a few in the chat for doing a good job, Dr. Frank. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks. It's I always feel like I'm floating after one of these talks. You know, being a child of the 60s, I can't compare anything I experienced back in those days to the buzz that I get from doing one of these talks. Nothing compares.
Awesome. Well, we certainly appreciate it. All right. Thanks, everybody, and have a great evening, and we'll see you on Thursday night with Claudia. I'll get that spelled right, Gloria. Thank you for that catch. And Stacy.
Okay, well, God love all of you, and thanks for sitting through the talk.